HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone. Welcome back to She Slays. This is part 2 of Tanya Seth's story. You must have heard part 1 of our trigeminal neuralgia fighter story. In the second part, Tanya talks about the changes she had to make in her own life due to the disease. And of course, she also speaks about the mental health struggles that such a rare disease made her go through. So, come, let's listen to part 2 of our She Slays champion story.
There are times when situations occur in life and circumstances come up. They are stressful, and stress is something that directly leads to trigeminal neuralgia and sort of heightens the effects of it. So I'll get shooting pain across my face doing anything at any time of the day or night. It gets more aggravated in the winters because of chilly winds and things like that. I literally sometimes sit with a hot water bottle on my head and face, which is something that most people don't do in life. I have a hot water bottle in office all the time, you know, given the fact that air conditioning is at its peak. So there are various sort of symptoms that I live with every day. Loud noises, bright lights. During the day, if I forget my sunglasses, that's a really big pain point for me. The amount of water I'm consuming. And given the fact that I take 14 doses of medicines a day, it's not easy for me to, you know, have that much of water. These are small things someone who's not suffering from something like this wouldn't even think of. At a mental level, there have been days when, my mental health has taken such a toll that I've not been able to get up from my bed at all. Even to go to the loo. One more aspect of mental health is that my memory is not my best friend at all. I don't remember anything at all. You know, I make notes, very, very vigorous notes of everything in life. If my mom tells me 4 things that I need to get from the market, I will not remember that I need to get something. So I have my to-do lists on my phone and I look at it all the time. And I make notes of everything and that's the only way I remember. The guilt of not keeping up with my medicine schedule, the fact that I'm an adult and of course I am responsible for all of that and I'm not a child anymore where my parents would keep asking me if I've taken my medicines etc. or not. So that's my responsibility and that's something that's an added struggle at times. It is a part of my life. It is something that does not get cured, but yes, it gets controlled. Chocolate is very bad. Coffee and tea are not good, but I love my coffee. So that's something that I haven't been able to quit yet. And I absolutely love sugar. I used to be a huge dairy lover and 7 months ago I turned vegan. With veganism comes the fact that if you're a dessert lover and you have a huge sweet tooth like I did, and I still love all mithais on the planet, that gets cut out of your lives. There have been multiple layers of struggles when it comes to this journey. Your resolve has to be big enough. Your purpose has to be big enough. You have to believe in it. And that's what I've been able to thankfully do. I have people around me who are an inspiration enough for me to keep going. Even I've surprised myself with having become a vegan. Of course, I've surprised people around me. So yeah, overall, I think it's been a huge learning. Every day is a new learning. Every day is about hit and trial. Every day I wake up hoping that I don't get an attack today. The days when I'm too stressed, for example, a few years ago, my grandma passed away. And that's when a very important relationship fell apart too. That completely took a toll on my mental health. That's when I realized I was having attacks, 5, 6, 7 attacks a day. That's a lot. It's like an ongoing experiment. Every day I wake up sort of making notes, whether that's mental notes or physical notes about how my disease is going. There's a lot of analyzing, there's a lot of observation involved, there's a lot of sort of stepping out of myself and figuring out what's working, what's not working, what I need to do more. I have that checklist in my head of what I didn't do well enough that I know, of what I need to do better. I'm much more regular with my exercising. I have a personal trainer now, gym trainer, and I, gym 4 to 5 times a week. My resolve to not let this overpower my life, I went at it with a vengeance. I believe in the power of the universe a lot. I believe that when you think of something, it happens. When you truly manifest it, it happens. I've actually seen that happen with small and really big things in my life. So I really believe in it. It took me a long time to believe that anything adverse that happens in life also happens for a reason. There's some or the other lesson in everything. So I think the fact that if you just believe in yourself, if you just believe without a single doubt, with every pore in your body, that you can overcome this, you can overcome this. The power of thoughts is so much and is so huge that there is nothing that can stop you from making that happen. I've heard of that firsthand from people who I know personally, with whom things have happened, and I've seen that happen in my life also. I think the way we think about something makes all the difference, whether it's disease, whether it's anything else in life. The moment we start thinking we have the power, we truly have the power to work.
So this was Tanya Seth's story. This fighter's narrative tells a tale of perseverance, grit, and immense faith. We hope that Tanya's story inspires all of you and enables you to find that glimmer of hope in these agitated times. If you too are a health champion or fighter and would like to tell your story to the world, do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com. Till then, take care of yourself and, of course, make your health your priority. This is Chaya Dabas signing off from She Slays, only on Health Shots or your favorite audio streaming platform. Bye-bye, see you soon.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.